One of the simple facts of life is that we do not have control over everything in and around our lives. People around us often don't respond the way we would like them to. Circumstances sometimes unfold in a less than ideal way, and we don't like it. And the problem is that sometimes those people and circumstances are so powerful in our lives that we simply must deal with them in some way. The way I respond to those things that are outside of my control can either create further turbulence or it can move me towards peace and personal well-being. My response is my responsibility. Now, there are a variety of responses, and we've probably all experienced them at one time or another, either from other people or from ourselves. Some of them are, I can complain continually about the people or the circumstances. I can consternate with anger over the injustice or the wrongness of what's happening. I can forcibly attempt to control another person's behavior, either directly or indirectly, by manipulation. If I'm really angry, I can contrive subtle ways to get revenge or to punish another person. It's the I'll show them syndrome. We can sometimes conclude that my only hope for well-being is for the other person or circumstance to change. And the irony is that the converse is probably true. While I'm waiting for another person to change so that I can experience more well-being, they're probably just as sincerely waiting for me to change so that they can experience more well-being. It's interesting, as I have worked with clients over the years, I have begun to see that changing the grid through which we view these relationships and circumstances can affect an amazing transformation in my relational well-being. The concept is called My Box, Your Box. And here's the premise. There are certain things that I should own and do something about. And there are other things that I should not attempt to own and do something about. The more I release what I should not own, the less stress I feel in life and relationships, and the less energy I waste. The more energy I use on what I should own, the clearer my relationships become, and the more I grow personally. As I put this grid over my relationships, my heart can become calmer, and my course of action becomes clearer. This audio series will simply explain the concept My Box, Your Box, and will show how to apply this lens to our relationships and thereby move forward with some more calmness and clarity. Now, this is not a magical formula for taking pain away, but it is an amazingly effective tool in helping us to make sense of what is sometimes the madness of relationships and to plot a healthy course forward. In the next audio, we will begin to define the concept called My Box, Your Box. We'll see the criteria that have to be met for something to legitimately be in my box. And then we'll begin to explore how we put this grid over the current relationships that we have in our lives. This is Dave Edwards. Thanks for listening.